Moon Letter, Astrological Podcast.
Tuning into the Cycles by Ben Belinsky. One idea behind these moon letters is to help people get back in tune with the cycle of the moon. It's an important cycle to be in touch with, in my opinion, and it's ignored totally in Western cultures. In other cultures, such as the Chinese, the Muslim, the Jewish, the new moon begins the month, which to me makes sense. The Western world, however, has detached the moon from our experience of time. In fact, if you talk with some people about the moon, they think you're into something dodgy and pagan, probably to do with werewolves. The only people who are into the moon are some traditional farmers who plant during the waxing phase and do things like harvesting and weeding during the waning phase. Most of the rest of us are oblivious. But before we get on to the moon, we are even out of touch with the cycles of the earth and the sun. I remember that we used to only get strawberries in England when the Wimbledon tennis championship was on. There was a season for them. Now I see imported strawberries in shops all year round. Apparently, some supermarkets have decided that customers get confused if they can't buy strawberries every month of the year. Fruits and vegetables are seasonal. Staying in touch with the seasons means staying in touch with the cycles of the earth and the needs of your body. There you are. You've made a connection. You're in tune. A banana on a freezing cold winter's day? No thanks. It just doesn't feel right. Likewise, thanks to electricity, I can sit here writing at midnight when it's pitch dark outside. What happened to our experience of the night and its mysteries? In fact, to break our connection with the turning of the earth and the rising and setting of the sun can be really damaging. Anyone who's ever done shift work, switching back and forth between day work and night work every couple of weeks, will tell you how much it messes you up. So, to connect with seasonal cycles, the cycle of the Earth's orbit around the sun is as important as staying connected with the day-night cycle. You wouldn't wear summer clothes in winter, would you? So it should be the same with your eating habits. If you can, eat locally and in season. Rediscover the magic of the night. Go into nature at night, in a wood, by a river, or by the seashore, somewhere away from artificial light, and walk or sit, whatever you want. Be aware of your senses returning to what's around you. Go with a friend if you're not comfortable to be alone in the dark. Choose a night with a moon, not necessarily full, but enough to see by when your eyes have adjusted. If you're feeling courageous, stay up all night. This is obviously easier and more pleasant in summer when the nights are shorter. Watch the sunset. Then, if you have a clear sky, watch the stars slowly appearing as the sky darkens, and track a constellation as it moves across the sky. Actually, it's the earth turning. The constellation does not move. Then watch the sky lightening as dawn breaks. Hear the bird song and listen to the life of the world as it starts up again. But how to tune into the cycle of the moon? And what really is the point? Well, first of all is to know what phase the moon is in. Is it new moon or full moon? Waxing or waning? Is there an eclipse? And really, if you want to get refined about this, which sign is the moon in? Apparently, according to The Conscious Universe by Dean Radin, there are more jackpot winners on the slot machines in the casinos in Las Vegas at full moon. It seems that the way to win is to play the machine that's going to pay up. And the only way to know which machine is going to pay up is intuition. So, this offers statistical evidence that our intuition is more acute at the full moon. So, it seems possible that tuning into the cycles of the moon can help develop our intuitive faculty, our ability to perceive without the physical senses, a skill worth developing. For example, if you're a hunter, you need your intuition to tell you the best place to hunt. If you live in a city, don't you need your intuition to tell you whether or not to travel a certain route, whether or not to walk down a certain street? It's basic survival. Once you start to tune into the moon, you develop the skill of inner listening. Connecting with the moon cycle can help you connect with your innate wisdom. Then, from the moon, the cycles of the planets become available. The morning star, evening star cycle of Venus, the 12-year cycle of Jupiter, the 30-year cycle of Saturn, etc. Making your life agree with the heavens, as my mate Marsilio Ficino wrote. Well, he wasn't really my mate, as he lived and died in Florence during the Renaissance, but I think of him as my mate.
And for more astrological and spiritual musings, check out moonletter.co.uk.